You're on 2SER 107.3. And look, have you ever applied for a job or tried to buy something on Gumtree and it hasn't quite gone right? Maybe you've been trying to buy something or even sell something and you've been a bit dodgied. Well, we've got Christina in the studio. She's one of my fantastic producers. And I say hello, Christina.
Hello. How are you, everyone?
Oh, so good. So good. Now, you might have been applying for a job as a receptionist or a healthcare worker, a sales associate or a babysitter, and you think it'd be quite safe, nothing illegal or shady there. But, well, think again, because Christina has applied for jobs on Gumtree that sounded pretty straightforward, but were actually maybe illegal or downright a bit weird, masquerading under the pretense of a stable office and healthcare jobs. Hello, Christina.
Hello,
you've got some. You're just telling me some amazing stories, but I would love to hear the most weird one that maybe you've come across when you've been applying for things on Gumtree.
There has been three, but I'll tell you the most outrageous one first because they treated me as if I was a five-year-old.
Right.
So firstly, it was a very seemingly benign job advertisement. It was requiring a disability worker.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound illegal or shady, right?
Yeah.
Then the job description just said required for someone to help assist with household chores and any basic duties that the disabled person couldn't do on their own, like assist with their mobility, etc.
Sure.
And then I arrive at the interview and it's an older gentleman in his 70s. He sits me down and he says, look, this job is very intense.
Right.
He sells me this sob story. He says he can't walk, he's very depressed, he can't fulfill basic duties. I tell him, don't worry, that's why we are going to be here to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says something completely downright creepy. He says, look, the thing is, I can walk, but only if you stroke my dick.
What?
Yes, yes. I was an 18-year-old university student, not a five-year-old.
No,
okay?
that's pretty dodgy. Yeah.
Then he says, if white stuff comes out, it means I can completely walk again.
What? Does he really
exactly.
think this sort of thing is going to work?
I know. And so
what a creep.
I said, look, I know how the human body functions. I may
yes.
not be a male, but I know how it functions. And then I told him, look, I have to call my boyfriend first.
Yes.
And then I said, I came back and I said, look, my boyfriend wants to know what disease you have that requires you to get your dick stroked order for you to walk again. Because, I mean, I've never heard of that. If it was something that I've heard of, then I would say, yeah, sure. But I mean,
I would have turned to run, Christina.
No, but away. You know what? He was so furious. He said,
what?
Look, I don't need any drama in my life. If you're uneducated about health, then I can't hire you. And that was that. I failed the job interview.
Oh, well, I think it's one job interview. You're not going to mind failing too much.
I don't mind. So I fact checked him and then I fail. Oh, and guess what? Guess what?
Yeah.
So actually, later on, I found an advertisement by him seeking a roommate, but he said his preferred gender was a female.
Right.
So essentially, he just wanted female company.
But I mean, it's I just can't believe that he thought he could get away with this sort of stuff. Do you reckon has it worked for him?
Yes. Well, I don't know anymore because he's told me so many lies. But he told me, I've had over 10 disability workers help me.
Really?
And I think you're going to be the one for me now.
Oh.
Essentially, before I fact checked him, before I said, wait a minute,
yeah.
What disease do you actually have?
Well, it's the thing, isn't it? You can't trust what people put online, especially on advertisements and Gumtree.
Let me just tell you,
yeah.
That was not the first, that was not the last bad experience I had.
Right. You had more. You had
yes,
more
I
since
had
then.
More since then. But this was when I was still a teen, so
yeah.
I was kind of sucked in. The second was an identity theft issue.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think that's pretty popular, or not popular, but pretty common
yes,
on
so
Gumtree.
The thing is, for everyone out there, if the boss gives you a job without seeing you, it is not legit. I'm going to tell you
good
why.
Advice.
So I applied for this job as a babysitter for a nanny agency. So essentially the agency would call you up every time there was a job. So it was an on-call job. It
yeah.
wasn't like a stable everyday job.
Sure.
Except there were red flags early on.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was the person who had put up the job advertisement said that essentially she was like the middleman between me and the nanny agency. So she told me she would arrange the interview for me and that if I did end up getting accepted into the agency, I shouldn't go to any of the jobs.
What?
Yep. Yep.
How does that make any sense?
Exactly. I was thinking, wait a minute, I thought I was applying for this job.
Yeah.
Why am I not actually going to the job? And so she said, yes, this is where I come in. You call me when you get a job. So essentially every single time the nanny agency, which was the on-call nanny agency, would call you to request you for a job, you shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I should call the lady.
Yeah.
And then the lady will like call someone else to go do the job.
So what? How do you come in? Like, what was the point of you being there?
So she said, so essentially she just wanted to use my name.
Yeah.
My tax file number.
Oh.
My address. My entire identity, but she didn't want me to actually go to the job. She wanted to send someone else. So
that's a huge red flag right there, isn't it?
Using your name, your TFN.
And basically, it sounds like she was trying to assume being you and saying that you were the employer or that you were doing the job for someone when you actually weren't doing it. Do you think they would have turned up and said, I'm Christina?
Yes. Actually, that's what they wanted me to do. That's what they wanted the girl to do. They said,
yeah,
we're going to send these girls under the guise that they are you. What? So what I think is, I don't think Australia has a very strong illegal immigration problem. Don't get me wrong. But I do think that she had a roster of illegal immigrants or people who had visas that in which they could only probably work for a certain amount of hours per week.
Mm.
And she just wanted to use someone else's identity to be able to give them more hours and more work.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm. It's still pretty dodgy, isn't it? I mean, all these rules are sort of there for a reason.
Yeah. So she just wanted to use an Australian citizen's identity.
Yeah.
To actually give an illegal immigrant or like someone who didn't have working rights in Australia the opportunity to work.
Were they going to pay you in this scenario?
I'll get a 10% commission.
Oh, really?
A 10% commission. I was the one who went to the interview. Actually, I didn't go to the interview because after she told me that, I was like,
nah.
I said to myself, no, this is a red flag and I learned from my first experience.
Well, it's probably illegal too, right?
I mean, it's definitely illegal. Identity theft.
They're using you. You're doing something which you don't sort of see as illegal, but you're involved in it. So they could probably say, well,
I was the one that could probably say I instigated it, but really,
No, didn't. It's really hard to sort of get out of that. Look, I've been looking up on Gumtree's website and they've got like a whole list of all these different scams that people have fallen into. Obviously, there's the obvious ones like where someone says you won a lottery overseas and they'll give you the money.
Text you saying that you've won $4,000 and claim it now from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah, the Nigerian one's well known. But I've been getting lots of these dodgy spam emails lately where it says that they know my password and my login and that they've got footage of me from my webcam of me doing nasty things on camera while watching some sort of pornography. So I've got these ones and it's basically trying to blackmail
pornography
people.
Totally illegal.
Yeah. Well, it must have been dodgy. I don't know. But yeah, these scam emails are like trying to blackmail people and saying you send this amount of money, sometimes in Bitcoin, to like this address. And
because
then,
Bitcoin is untraceable.
Well, I see. If you do it via Bitcoin, they don't know where it came from. You can't get it back. It's gone.
So essentially, they just want to blackmail you into doing something that is actually illegal and probably going to scam you out of money.
Oh, exactly. And it's something that hasn't even happened. Like they're claiming they've got all this information on me.
Basically falsely accusing you of something that they don't even have.
Totally.
They don't have any evidence, but they just want to take that money out.
There's some greedy, nasty people out there.
Yes, and that has actually happened to me as well.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So I can't say I was involved because I myself wasn't actually aware that it was a money laundering issue at first.
Yeah.
But essentially, so as a naive 18-year-old student back then, I responded to this ad saying, receptionist wanted, you can make $3,400 per month.
Oh, just like that? For nothing?
Yes, sir. I was so excited. I was like, yay!
I've got a job.
I got a job. I'm like my first uni student that I know to get a job, like out of my friends. And so I was telling everyone, I got a job as a receptionist. I don't even have to go. They didn't even interview me and I'm going to get $3,400 a month.
And they're like, sounds too good to be true.
Well, I'm not going to sign up for it yet. You tell me how it goes. And I said, I will. Because essentially, the recruiter told me, it's just a bookkeeping job. You just have to take care of our finances. And I thought at the time, I am going to be working finance. I will be getting my foot in the door because I was doing finance initially.
Yes.
And then what happened was With all this excitement, my first task was to transfer money from one account to another.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
That honestly didn't register as a red flag to me initially until he transferred about $4,700 into my account. And then he said, okay, take this transferred money out immediately. Do it ASAP. Right. He kept emphasizing ASAP. Uh-huh. And I think I know why. I'll get to the story later. And then, so essentially he said, take the money out ASAP or else we are going to charge you with some kind of theft and we're going to call Interpol.
Whoa,
seriously?
That's Interpol? A red flag too. Yeah,
that is such a red flag. But then they said, take the money out and then send it by a Western Union to this Russian address. Okay,
Russian.
That is a red flag right there.
And anything Western Union, I just don't trust that.
Anything Western Union and... Anything where, oh, and then they said, you know, you better do it. Like, I was at uni at that, So I didn't have time to just immediately go. And then when I finished my class, there was 5, 6, 7 emails saying, why have you not sent the money by Western Union? And I said, I'm so sorry. And I think fate had it.
Yeah.
Fate had me in calm hands because Commonwealth Bank called me and they said, you know, you've been involved in a money laundering scheme.
Ooh.
Yes. And then, but luckily, they shut down my account and then they said, look, we know you are not at fault.
Yeah.
And just letting you know, if an employee says they're going to give you, if an employer says they're going to give you $3,400 a month.
Yes.
Without actually doing anything, that's a major red flag. Please be careful don't give out your identity because I had given them my passport as well.
Oh.
Because I thought, oh, this is so legitimate. They want me to sign forms. They want my identification. This is a real
Are you worried
job.
That they ever would have ever done anything with
that? Yes, my mum was worried that they were going to hire a hitman to kill our entire family because we didn't send $4,700. So, yes, yeah, so money laundering, identity theft, and health worker under the guise... prostitution under the guise of being a health worker.
Yeah, there's some big, like shocking stories there. I'm glad that everything worked out okay, but thank you for sharing all that.
But also I want to say that I got fired from that job because I didn't send them $4,700.
Oh, you got fired? Oh,
as Commonwealth Bank had already intercepted and taken out the money and said, this is a money laundering scheme you've been implicated in. You cannot take this money out.
Well, yep. Fair enough too.
And then closed down my entire bank account. So
oh,
that's
nasty.
Good. I only had 5 cents in it, by the way, so it doesn't matter. They didn't give it back to me, but I don't really care.
5 cents? Oh.
5 cents, yes.
Christina, thanks so much
Thank
for
you
your
so
stories.
Much. Thank you.
And beware of gumption.
Beware. And remember, if you do want to implicate yourself in this money laundering scheme, don't give them the account where you have more than $2 in it.
good call. Thanks.
All right. Okay, thanks.